Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to my radio show, Communication Connection, a show designed to help you change your life on so many levels and empower you to improve your relationships through effective communication. It's Wednesday, June the 22nd, 2011, and I'm your host, Jill Robinson, coming to you live from Dundas, Ontario, Canada. This show, Communication Connection, has been created to help you in making your life more fulfilling, more inspiring, and help you to become empowered to be a better you. Please check out my website at www.jill-robinson.com to find out more information on how I can help you change your life. The topic of our show today is Change Your Life One Purpose at a Time with our guest, Terry Clay. Terry Clay was a teenage mother and mother of four by the young age of 21 years old. She was a survivor of domestic violence and homelessness by that age as well, and most of her trials were self-inflicted. Using her push and drive to change her life around, she went into nursing school to become an RN. It was such a long journey for her that she decided to become an LPN so that she could help her daughter in college. After school, she was intending to return to finish her RN when she realized that she hated nursing. What was she to do now? It's all about purpose. Terry is a motivational speaker and purpose coach who is touring the world helping people change their lives and find purpose in their life. She can be reached at www.terryclayinspires.com or at www.stepinoutofthebox.org. Her motto is Change the World One Purpose at a Time. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, Terry. I just want to thank you so much again for accommodating our technical difficulties that we had earlier today at 1 o'clock. But 2 hours later, we're running strong anyways, right, my friend?
I know that's right. That is so right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll send to test us, but it's all good. So before we get started with Terry and the questions that we're going to do together, I just wanted to share with my listeners that our calling number is 1-858-956-2139, just in case you'd like to phone in and ask questions of Terry. And let's get going, Terry. Let's get into our questions. First thing, tell us who Terry Clay is and how you got about this journey to become a motivational speaker.
Well, like I always say, it's all about purpose. And sometimes you go through a journey. I don't think it's necessarily for yourself sometimes. Sometimes it is for yourself. And sometimes I think it's to help other people be better. And I think when it comes to purpose, it's all about, we all were made and created with that thought in mind. And so when I was created, I had made some horrible decisions. I was a teenager, and I was dating somebody that my parents did not want me to date, and I kind of was sneaking around dating the guy anyway. And, you don't really, be sure your sins will find you out. So eventually I got pregnant with my oldest child, who's now 26, but I got pregnant with her at 15 years old, and so then my parents didn't know. Then I was dating the guy that they had forbade me to date, and I dated him anyway. And eventually at that young age of 21, without going into too much of the journey, I was then, because of this person, I was a survivor of domestic violence, homelessness. I had four children and then was, at that point, became a single mother because he had left me for someone else. And so I was then, I was raised from a family full of college graduates and people that we were just expected to go to college. And so because of that expectation, I followed suit with what I was taught and I just picked something to go to school, and so I went and became a nurse. And so it took me about 10 years to become a nurse. It was a very long journey. It was hard. I had a hard time, and I was one of those people that really have a hard time in school. And so I was having such a hard time in school, and I kept failing classes over and over and over again, but I kept fighting for my dreams. I kept keep on pushing, and finally I after I had been lied on, I had been discriminated on. It was a lot of hardships that I went through. And eventually I did graduated and became a nurse. Now, this was the catch of this whole thing, was that after I graduated, I knew almost instantaneously that I was not supposed to have gone to school. I knew the nursing was not it. I hated it. It made me sick to my stomach to go to work. Mm-hmm. And I was really at a loss because I was thinking, well, what am I going to do now? Because this is all I know. I only planned for this. And then it took me 10 years to do this. And so I was kind of like depressed because of that, because then I had no options, because my next option I had tended to go get a nurse practitioner or be a nurse anesthetist or something to that effect. That's what my plans were. But if I hated it, there was no way to continue on. And so I started, around that time, that's when Purpose Driven Life, the book, came out, and I started reading that book, and then it just clicked in me that, oh, we were made for a purpose. So it made a lot of sense why I did not like nursing, because I wasn't created to be a nurse. So then it kind of, again, I went on my journey to be finding out who I was created to be. Well, I thought God was going to just tell me, just instantly say to me, oh, this is what you're supposed to be, and I was supposed to just go to school, because my mind was that I was supposed to go to school and become whatever that was. I even went to looking into college books to find out, okay, I realized that I was a motivating person, I was encouraged. I looked for college degrees in that level, because that's my whole mindset was so one, it was one tunnel vision in one direction. Go to school, get your thing, you know. And so I never could find out what I was here to be in college. And then it just dawned on me that, you know, part of my purpose, I saw a sermon by T.D. Jakes. And he said, if you look along the course of your life, you'll see inklings of your purpose. So I virtually got a piece of paper, pen, start writing down what I saw along the courses of my life. And one of the things is I spoke well in front of people, and it wasn't like I had to learn to do it. I'd already done it. I was almost a natural at it. So I always encourage people. And then another thing, I had also read a book, and it said, whatever you already are for free is probably your purpose. So I kind of put those things together, and I started realizing that I spoke well in front of people, and most people, they would talk to me, they'd say, when I get finished talking to you, I feel so empowered and I'm motivated, and I'm thinking, okay, well, that's what I'll do. And so then I realized you really don't go to school for that. You don't go to school to become a motivational speaker, that you really just have to perfect your craft.
Right.
And so I really started really working on, I went to Toastmasters, and I just started perfecting my speaking. And then I just started to work on things as being a motivational speaker. And I realized that my message, because I felt so miserable not living on purpose, not living out my purpose, I became passionate about helping people to live on purpose. Helping people to find out who God created them to be. Helping somebody, I wanted to help them not feel like I did. So that's when my mission came to helping people to live on purpose. And so that's how I got to where I am today, is that I went through the journey, and eventually it became a passion in me because of how miserable I felt. Going to work, I would be like, miserable, just counting down the hours, leaving out the door to go to work when I was going to get off work. And you should never, ever feel like that when you're going to your place of work. You should be feeling like it don't even feel like work, you know?
Exactly. So. And, you know, Terry, I'm listening to you, you know, listening to you tell your story, and I'm thinking to myself a couple things. One, you're right. There's like, there's probably way more people that are out there that are not happy in their jobs, and it's so sad because life is so short. You know, like you said, you should be waking up in the morning passionate and wanting to go to work. But the other thing I'm thinking of when you're talking and listening to your inspiring story is that when you said the comment about going to school, you know, to be a motivational speaker, well, I had a friend once say to me years ago, the school is life. It's what your experiences are. It's what you've been through.
Right.
And so that's the magic. That's the magic of what made you who you are today. So
that's
it's really inspiring. inspiring to hear your story. I mean, gosh, a teenage mother of four by 21, my goodness. I mean,
wow. You
stopped
yes.
the story
yes.
right there. And that's enough. You know, never mind all the rest of the
that's
stuff
right.
you went through. So, I mean,
that's
oh, my gosh.
Right.
So tell us, what exactly is a purpose coach then, Terry? And how do you go about becoming one? Like, how can our listeners learn about that? Like, what exactly is that, please?
Well, what I did was I came up with a program to help people to find the tools that are already in them. See, that was the thing that happened with me. I just did not know what I was here to do. Even though I was created, it was like sometimes we're taught a thing, and because we're taught that thing, that makes us not find out who we're here to be. For example, I was taught to go to college only. It was nothing wrong with college or anything, but it's really more finding out who you are and becoming that. And so because sometimes people don't know who they are. And so what a purpose coach does is really just brings it out in them, to start the tools to finding out what are you created to be, and then helping them to take the steps to be that person. Because really, and with purpose, true happiness comes from living on purpose. If you don't want to be miserable, nothing in life, you're not going to be perfect in life. But if you want to be the best you that you can be, find out who you're created to be and do that. And that is going to help you become the best you that you can be.
Wow. And then, so, I mean, obviously you're passionate about people, but tell us a bit more about that, about why you're so passionate about people finding their purpose. I mean, it's part of what you've already said that's obvious, but just expand on that for us.
Okay. Well, like I said, it's just that feeling that when I was on my way to work, I was counting down from the night before. That feeling was so, it felt so bad to me that I'm the type of person that, and that's what anybody should do. If you see a problem, do something about it. There's a lot of people in life that complain and they talk about this happened and that happened. I'm not that type of person. I think if you're just sitting back complaining and not doing anything about it, what good is that? So I'm the type of person that I decide, instead of sitting back and not liking something, I do something about it. And because I felt so bad, and one of the things, let me back up a little bit. I was as a teenager, 20 years old, I was a waitress, and I loved that job at that time. And so I remember how that felt, to have a job that I loved, that really pushed me. I remember I was ready to go to work. I was always, I loved that job at that time. I mean, I wouldn't like it now, but I liked it then.
Yeah.
So this is what God gave me. He gave me a job that I liked, and he knew what it felt like to get up and be excited and go to work. I mean, he knew, and I was passionate once I got there. I was really, making money, and, I was at that point, I felt like I was making a lot of money. And so when I went to nursing school, I remember how I felt the opposite. I knew what it felt like to have a job that I liked, and then I knew what I felt like to not have one. And I knew that there should not be a world full of people going to work feeling like that. I wanted a world full of people feeling like I did when I waited tables and I enjoyed my job. Actually, I wanted my
job
to feel like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I wanted
Absolutely.
To feel like that myself, and I didn't feel like that, and I didn't want anybody else to feel like that. So this is what pushed me to, my whole business is passion, is about helping people to live a life on purpose. I also have a radio show called The Talking with Terry Show, and on each show we are there to help people to live a life on purpose, and I'm interviewing people that are living and walking on purpose because I don't want anybody to feel like I felt going to work as a nurse. I dreaded it. It was always an unhappy feeling. I didn't like my patients. I didn't like, and then some people, this is the thing about walking on purpose as well, is that your friends or your family, they may not get it. They may not understand why. Well, I don't. People tell me that nursing was a good job. Why don't you like it? Well, to me, it's not a good job, but you know, about it. But they don't, they're not doing it. I said, well, if you want to do it, then you do it. But I don't like it.
Exactly.
And it's not what I, it's because I wasn't created to do it. There's nothing wrong with nursing. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of people that are created to be a nurse. And another thing mm-hmm. is once I became a nurse, this is another thing that made me feel passionate about finding my own purpose is because I saw nurses that were passionate about being a nurse. I mean, they enjoyed it. They just thought it was the best thing since sliced bread. And I thought, I want to feel like them, but I want to feel like it was what I'm supposed to do. And so I guess because, and that made me not only want it for them, I want it for myself. And so working my whole entire business is all about pushing people to live a life on purpose. I'm finding tools to, like I have a show coming up called Terry's Favorite Things. And what it is 12 products, people that have startup products, and their business, and they're going to promote, I'm going to promote their 12 things on my show. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the show, somebody's going to win the basket full of Terry's Favorite Things. And it's all a way to help them to promote their purpose or their product. So I think of, I'm having a show in October full of comedians. I've had spoken word artists. And these are all people that are living their purpose, whatever that is. So I figure out ways to push and promote people to live whatever their purpose is. So.
And that just the passionate passion behind your voice. I mean, you can hear that because of what you went through. I mean, you obviously, it's driven you. Now, I know that you have a book. There's a book that's been written by 99 CEOs called, I believe, 99 Tips to Transform Your Business Today. And I know you were included in that book, Terry. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, that book was full of 99 women, all CEOs of their own company. And what the book is about tips to help people to transform their business to whatever it is. I mean, it's because, of course, I've only put in one chapter of the book, so I read the book myself, and I mean, I could not put that book down. It's an awesome book, and it's from the experts, you know, and if you really want your business to progress, that's what kind of book you should read to kind of sort of push you to the next level. And so we got together and wrote this book called, like I said, 99 Tips to Transform Your Business Today. And it's all kind of tips. And like I said, my tip is about living on purpose, making sure that your business is purpose pushed. And what I would like to have put in there as well is that sometimes your employees should be purpose pushed. And the reason why I say that is because I know myself, I wasn't always the best employee, even though I wanted to be. I wasn't passionate about it. So if you find employees full of passion, you know, that's going to help your business boom. But the book has all kind of tips. It has tax people. It has, you know, just networking. All kind of suggestions to help somebody mm-hmm. to push it to the next level of their business. So that's really
amazing.
What the book is about. And you can all get that book on my website. And it's, like I said, Terry, T-E-R-R-I, Clay, inspires.com. And that my book, the book can be purchased on there.
Now, we have a few callers that are calling in now, Terry. So I'm gonna answer one of them here because, I mean, we only have a short little while left. But I'm just going to see the caller, okay? Just hang on a second.
All right.
Hi, area code 310. It's Jill Robinson.
How you doing, Jill? I'm calling in for Terry
C. Good.
She's one of the most inspirational friends that I've ever known. And being able to come in and listen to your show and hear the things that she's doing. You know, one of the beautiful things is, like you just mentioned, she's in that book about the CEOs and how phenomenal it is. It's just a testimony to who she is that they included her with that. And she's just a powerhouse that is going to be recognized all over the world sooner or later for the things that she do on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm so
thank
glad.
You.
I just,
Terry,
appreciate you.
Terry, you've got a fan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank
she,
you.
She runs.
I'm sure
what'd you say now?
I'm sure she has many fans out there. She has so many out there. I'm so glad. Who's this speaking again?
Oh, this is CZAC. I'm calling out of California.
California. I'm so glad you called and gave us your feedback. You can tell you're right that Terry is going to be, if not already, you know, has lots of fans and getting out there to the planet. The people know, are learning about her, and you're right, she is a powerhouse, and you can tell that she's so passionate about what she does and changing people's lives. Thank you so much for calling in and for listening.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Take care.
Have a great show.
Thank you. So, Terry, we'll continue on with the questions, and thanks so much. Call from California, you know, giving you thumbs up, Terry.
That's all right. All right.
I know. It's wonderful. It's wonderful when calls like that come in, you know. So how do you keep yourself grounded, Terry, and better equipped to change the world? How do you keep yourself grounded?
You know, I say in prayer a lot. I've learned that for me, God has to be first in my life. I almost sleep with my computer in the bed and my devotional, my Bible. But I have to learn that I have to keep God first in my life, because if I don't, I will get off track. And so there are times where not even me, I wake up and I get on the computer and I have to stop myself and say, no, let's have a little devotion. Let me pray about it. Because I have so much to do. There's no way I could do it all in one day. So I have to pray daily about saying, God, you have to tell me what I can do today. Show me what I can fit in today, because I know the list is more than what I can do. So you tell me what things are important and what things come first. And when I do that, I've posted video on Facebook, for example, and people have said, oh, you just don't know, I needed to see that today. And I know that God has told me to do it. I hadn't even been posting that video. It was old, you know. And it was just, you know, that he had to have told me to do that day because, you know, because of what the reaction I got was. So I'm just learning that for me, I have to put God first. And if I put God first, and he gave me this vision and this dream and this passion, and he put this in me to become this person that I am. And so if I trust him to lead and direct and guide me, he's going to do that. And I'm going to become the person and be effective in the way that I know he's going to allow me to be.
Right. And so what advice can you give to someone who is working on their God-given purpose, or what help can you give to someone on the road to their destiny when things are, as you say, starting to go south? What would you say to do to those people?
You know, you have to keep praying that God, because he put that vision in you. You have to pray. That's not ever, I can't say that I have had it perfect and things have been good. I've had things go sour, especially the closer I get to what I'm doing, the closer I get there, the more things happen. And right before the baby is born, if you think of a pregnancy, right before that's when it gets most turbulent. So it's going to happen, you know. But as long as you don't give up, don't quit, keep fighting for your dreams are going to come to life. And you cannot let the things get you down, and don't let the negative or the naysayers or the people that are going to tell you these things, no, I wouldn't do it, don't listen to them. Trust and believe that whatever God put in you, he's going to give you provision for, he's going to open the doors for, and he's going to get you to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. He's going to guide you. So tell us about the Fierce campaign, because we're running out of time now with this show, and I mean, I wish I had you on for more 45 minutes or an hour, because you have so much to share, Terry. That's wonderful. But tell us about the Fierce campaign.
Well, I would tell everybody, befriend me on Facebook. It's T Clay IS. But I have a look change, and I had long hair and black long hair, and all of a sudden I prayed. Really, I wanted to brand my look, and I prayed about it, and I said, God, I need to brand my look. And I went home for a funeral, and my daughter, who's a hairdresser, she said, your hair is damaged, so you need to cut it off and start over. And so I cut all my hair off. I'm talking about all of it, like a man's haircut. Went from long to short, and I dyed it, and I decided to jazz it up a little bit and dyed it blonde. And then I knew that it was what I was supposed to be. Well, then immediately I started thinking of how I could help somebody be better with my look change. And I say my look is now Fierce. And so I am in the process of writing a book, and the book will probably be out within a month, and it's called From Fab to Fierce, and How to Accomplish Your Dreams by Becoming Fierce. And so if you befriend me on Facebook, T Clay IS, you will see my old pictures, you'll see my new pictures. I just had a photo shoot on last Friday of the Fierce campaign, and you'll see how, the pictures are awesome. And my photographer, I had a stylist, and they just did such a wonderful, wonderful job. And I decided that with a motivational speaker, you just have to utilize every opportunity to change people for the better. And so I have a T-shirt that's coming out saying Fierce, and the book will be coming out. So you'll be seeing the book cover pretty soon, and just started to push it. But it's going to help. The world is going to change just because my look changed. And it's all about saying my look before was okay. There was nothing wrong with it before. It was fabulous, I would say. But it was more conservative, more normal. But if you really want to accomplish your dreams, you got to do it fierce. You got to fight for your dreams. You got to be bold. You got to be different. You got to step out above the rest. See, that's how you make your dreams come true, by being fierce. So just keep on the lookout for that. And I will teach you how to become fierce.
Well, what I was going to say, Terry, is for sure, you know, once that campaign and everything is all pulled together, make sure that you let me know personally through email, because I'll get that out to people, because I think this message is important, and it's about going within and finding, you know, what your purpose is, and I absolutely make sure you send that to me. So we don't have a lot of time left, my friend. I want to, if anybody wants to reach Terry, I want to let her tell you how you can get in touch with her, hire her, use her services. She's also got a book called No Child Left Behind. We didn't have time to talk about that, but certainly contact Terry to find more about that and the magic that she shares with the world. So, Terry, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Well, okay, there's two ways. It's T Clay IS. That's on Facebook. And also check out my website at Terry, T-E-R-R-I, clayinspires.com. If you look on either one of those, you can find all the rest, all the other connections, the nonprofits, stepping out of the box, everything. So just look me up, connect with me, and,
I've checked out your website, Terry, and it's a great website. I mean, there's so much information there, and different ways of helping people. And certainly, I'm sure that our listeners, I'm sure that, you know, there's somebody out there that more than one of that have heard what you've had to say today. I mean, you just have such great, inspiring message, and I just love your passion. You can just feel it in your voice, and you're very, very inspiring, and I just want to thank you so much for being on the show. I mean, I've just enjoyed having you, and I just, like I said, wish we had more time to talk more.
All righty. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, and I'm glad we did get on back back together.
I want to thank you for that, because, you know, sometimes these things happen and you can't reconnect a few days later. So I just want to thank you for accommodating again, and we got through it. So thanks so much, Terry. Thank you so much, honey. Yep. So next week will be exciting and special as well. I have two shows going on next week, which is really unusual. Usually I only have my shows at 1 o'clock, but we've got two shows going on next week because, if you remember, a few weeks ago I had a family emergency and my show got canceled. And I'm booked already right through to September, so I really wanted to have Tony Canilli back with us sooner than later. So we're going to have a show Tuesday, June the 28th at 1 o'clock with Tony on how to promote your business, how to promote your business in the 21st century. Anybody who has a business out there, whether it be personal business or you're working for somebody, needs to hear this. This is great stuff. And then on my usual show day, Wednesday, June 29th, we have the show Our Children Magnets for Stress with my guest, Carolyn Shannon. She's actually from the WOW magazine, so tune in for that. And remember, if you can't listen live, don't be shy. Go to my radio show page and find out about the past and upcoming shows, because you can always listen there. And that brings our show to a close for the week. Thanks so much again, Terry, for accommodating, and thanks so much to my listeners for tuning in a couple hours later than normal. And on behalf of my guest, Terry Clay, and myself, Jill Robinson, we wish you much love, happiness, and blessings. Have a great week, everyone.